Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. I'm Kate Johnston, and I'm an eating habit and weight loss coach for career women. I'll help you become the person who no longer has bad eating habits and loses the weight she really wants to in a way that lasts. Let's start. Hi there. I want to talk to you today on how you can lose weight more easily. Sounds good, right? So I see too often people struggling with weight loss, and many times it's because they don't understand why they're struggling, the real reasons why. So this episode will remedy that. There are several contributors to why people struggle with weight loss, but in my experience as an eating habit and weight loss coach, what people struggle with the most when it comes to weight loss is consistency and the reasons why they're eating, meaning if they're eating due to hunger or something else. And as far as consistency, mainly being consistent with foods and volumes of food that assist with weight loss rather than hinder it. And even being consistent with other habits that can help weight loss, such as sleep, hydration, exercise, and stress relief. And I'm not here to tell you that there are some magical foods that help you lose weight, but in general, I think we all know that donuts and potato chips eaten in very large volumes and things like McDonald's foods eaten in very large volumes are not going to be the types of foods that will help you with weight loss. They will make it more difficult for you. And then certainly the whole volume portion of it, so overeating. So what gets in the way of consistency is our human emotions. This is what also gets in the way of eating when you're hungry versus something else. The something else pretty much always boils down to human emotions. Uncomfortable emotions like stress, boredom, cravings, even those are actually uncomfortable emotions, and worry, those are just all examples of some common ones that make us want to eat food to feel better. So to avoid those uncomfortable emotions, we end up eating food to feel better, to increase the pleasure so that we don't have to deal with those uncomfortable emotions. Because that's what the human brain is wired to do, avoid discomfort and avoid pain. Also, emotions like desire get in the way of consistency because we can tend to over-desire those indulgent foods, which leads to overeating. Indulgent foods, meaning like the sweet things, right? The desserts and even like those savory, salty, crunchy snacks. This is all due to the human brain wanting to increase pleasure. Our brains were wired to want to increase pleasure for survival, mainly having to do with food for survival. And also reproduction. You can probably guess what the pleasure part was for that, right? Also, the desire to people please. So back in the day, we actually had to be part of a tribe, right? So we actually have this desire to be part of a tribe and to be accepted by others. And so this translates to people pleasing. So if someone offers you something and you feel bad turning it down, you could end up overeating because you're maybe not necessarily hungry at that time that you're eating that thing. Or if you just had a snack and your family is sitting down to eat dinner, you might want to eat with them. So you end up overeating, right? So how do you navigate that? What also gets in the way of consistency is not feeling like doing something. So the urge to not is also an emotion, because an urge is actually an emotion, just like a craving is. It's a feeling in your body. So for example, the urge to not cook dinner after a tough day and get fast food or takeout instead, right? The urge to not go to bed early like you intended to do, or even the urge to skip going to the gym or going for the walk because you had a tough day and your brain just tells you instead to go home and sit on the couch and watch TV and eat, right? So our human brains love talking us out of things that require energy. And this is because our brains were wired to conserve energy for survival purposes. This is not because you're lazy. This is just because our human brains were wired to conserve energy. Okay, so as you can see, emotions really get in the way of consistency. And without consistency, you'll have a difficult time with weight loss because you'll have a difficult time eating the types of foods and the volumes of foods, and also maybe if you're adding a little bit of, better sleep habits, better exercise habits, better hydration habits, all of those things, you are going to have a much easier time with weight loss if you're able to stay consistent with those things. Also, if you don't have consistency, you'll never form new habits. And the only way you'll maintain your weight loss is if you've formed new habits, right? Especially new eating habits. The only way to form new eating habits is to break the old ones so you don't go right back to them. Plus, breaking your bad eating habits is crucial if you want to stay consistent with the healthier foods and volumes that will help you lose weight and keep it off. And by the way, the reason why I say bad eating habits is I don't mean that you're bad or that they're horrible. It's just that that's typically the term that we often use to identify those eating habits that we feel like are eating habits we'd rather not have, or ones that we feel like are unhealthy or preventing us from reaching our goals of either health or weight loss. So you need to break bad eating habits to create new, healthier eating habits. You can create some new, healthier eating habits that also start to take the place of bad eating habits, but unless you actually address the underlying things, those a lot of times the emotions behind the bad eating habits, it'll be difficult for you to really change your eating habits. And breaking those bad eating habits to create new healthier eating habits will make you have an easier time losing weight and actually keeping it off. Plus, your healthier eating habits will allow you to be more physically and emotionally healthy, right? That's a nice and very important benefit. Breaking your bad eating habits will also give you confidence that you'll be able to stick to those new healthier eating habits because the old eating habits will no longer be an issue. And you'll know that even if you did have a moment where you ate in response to stress, anxiety, or boredom, you'll not fall back into the habit of it. It'll just be a little blip rather than you falling off the wagon, so to speak. I actually had a client this morning. She said that she didn't do so well this past week. But then we looked into what came up for her during the past week. And so she had been doing extremely, extremely well and basically had broken the bad eating habits that she came to me with. But then this past week, there is the death of someone that she was good friends with. She had a lot of stressors at work, a lot of family stressors. She also had other things going on. And so all of that combined, and she ended up just having some of the treats that she was staying away from. And she immediately got right back on the wagon. And it wasn't a big deal. And she felt fantastic that she was able to do that so easily. And I explained to her that she really had all the uncomfortable emotions, all the things come up for her that week. And that was just that caused that little blip rather than it causing her to fall off the wagon and into old eating habits again, right? So as part of breaking bad eating habits, you'll learn how to manage your emotions so they don't lead to eating in response. And so that way, when it does come up, when those emotions come, and that's part of the normal human experience, is these things that happen in your life and you end up having emotions that are uncomfortable, you won't end up slipping into back into eating habits. You learn how to not eat in response to these things. But then even if you had a week or a day where all of it just really came to a head because you had everything happen to you at once, it just causes that little blip in the road rather than you falling off the wagon and completely back into bad eating habits. And you have that confidence that it's not a big deal, right? So you'll learn how to manage urges also, because those are also emotions, right? And you'll manage urges without fighting them, without relying on all this willpower. There's a process I teach my clients on how to do this without fighting urges. And since you'll be able to manage emotions, including urges, you'll be so much more consistent with the actions that lead to weight loss, so much more consistent with healthier eating habits and with healthier sleep, hydration, and exercise habits. So basically, to sort of sum that up, the answer to weight loss, to lasting weight loss, is healthier eating habits, of course. And a big portion of that is breaking bad eating habits. And the solution to breaking bad eating habits is, and healthier eating habits, is consistency. And the solution to that is being able to really manage your emotions. Also, something else that I'll talk about in a little bit. But when you lose weight by breaking bad eating habits, those urges won't deter you. Uncomfortable emotions won't drive you to eat. And even positive emotions like relief, or like relief after a tough day, or pride or accomplishment, won't cause you to use food as a reward either. You'll start eating more due to hunger than any other reason. Hunger, I mean like the normal hunger signals. I don't mean hunger as in starvation. And only when that occurs is when weight loss occurs. And in a nutshell, that's exactly how I help my clients, helping them eat due to true hunger rather than for other reasons. Because when you eat for those other reasons, you're overeating. You're eating food that you didn't really need. And when you overeat, you gain weight, right? And you don't feel well physically or emotionally. So to put it simply, this is what needs to happen to lose weight by breaking bad eating habits. Basically, in simple terms, these are like the solutions, the distilled down. So this is how I help my clients. So one, I teach you to eat due to hunger and not another reason. Okay. Two, we become aware of what all those other reasons are that you're eating that aren't due to hunger. Number three, we address those reasons individually. And to simplify the process of addressing those reasons individually, this is what needs to happen. Number one, I teach you what to do for that specific reason or challenge. Number two, we implement a five-step plan that makes it easy to follow through, and it also teaches you the skill of doing what you intend and creating consistency. So this was the other big part that I mentioned along with managing emotions. So two very key things. And then number three, you start seeing changes, you gain momentum, you start becoming the person who no longer has bad eating habits. Instead, you're the person who eats intentionally, who eats in a normal hunger cycle, right? Due to actually being hungry and not due to other reasons. So then you're preventing overeating and you're preventing weight gain. Now, what happens if you're trying to lose weight and you don't break bad eating habits? You might be able to stay, quote unquote, on track with the healthier eating, exercising, what have you, but you won't be able to stay on track for long enough to do two things. A, lose the weight you want to. B, keep it off permanently, right? Maybe you can lose the weight you want to, but guaranteed B isn't going to happen, right? Because those bad eating habits will always come back to haunt you if they're not addressed. And when you end up not being successful with weight loss or losing weight but gaining it back, you'll feel like a failure. That's going to be the negative result of that. You'll feel frustrated, disappointed, lose confidence in yourself that you can do it, which then just sabotages any future attempts. Have you experienced this before? Because even if you decide you're going to give it another try and you're excited, what ends up happening is that fear of failure will eventually creep back up, and those negative thoughts will end up creeping back in and consuming you. And negative thoughts always lead to negative feelings. Negative feelings always lead to actions that are not going to be as helpful to you as positive feelings. And then if you're doing actions that aren't super helpful, they're not going to create the result that you want. That's, you know, that result of losing weight or the result of breaking bad eating habits and developing healthier eating habits. And so when you have that fear of failure creep up and those negative thoughts, that just strips you of the positive energy that you may have started out with this, you know, next attempt that you got excited for again. And this is going to then result in another failed attempt. But if you identify and break those bad eating habits, you become that person who no longer has bad eating habits. So good, right? You're able to stay consistent. You gain confidence that you're someone who follows through on her intentions. You see the weight come off and stay off. And the more evidence you see that you can do it, the stronger that feeling of confidence becomes and the stronger those new healthier eating habits get. And I see this in all of my clients. They see the evidence that they can do it and they feel so much more confident that they can do it. And in the beginning, you don't have that confidence because you don't have that evidence yet. But we can actually help to create confidence, and that actually is created very quickly because of that five-step implementation process that I teach you to develop that skill of follow through. So we start out with creating some small wins, and then so you get that confidence very quickly and very easily in the beginning. So that starts creating the confidence when you start seeing that evidence that you're creating with those very small wins, right? And then all of this just results in better physical and emotional health. Of course, more energy, more feeling of being in control of not just your eating habits, but your health and your life. And so often we feel like we're not so much in control of our health or our bodies or different aspects of our life, that these things just sort of happen to us. But I'm here to tell you that you have much more control than you think or realize. Even if right now you feel like you do have control, you think you do have control, you have even more control that you've not yet tapped into. And when you become this new person who has broken their bad eating habits, your thoughts are no longer consumed by thinking about food and eating. And if you're not constantly thinking about food and worrying about it, or your health, you can spend that time and energy on other more important things, on thinking about more important other things that you want to think about instead of food, and doing other things instead of spending as much time eating if you are overeating, or spending as much time worrying about all of these things, right? So, are you ready to lose weight by breaking bad eating habits? As far as I'm concerned, that is the only way to effectively lose weight and keep it off, by breaking those underlying eating habits that are making it difficult for you right now. So, I encourage you to think about allowing lasting weight loss to be your new kind of weight loss, rather than having weight loss continue to be a struggle. If you're ready to become the person who no longer has bad eating habits and who loses weight and keeps it off, I can help you with my one-on-one coaching program. All you need to do next is just book a free consultation so I can learn about you, your specific struggles and goals, and determine a personalized plan to get you from where you are now to where you'd love to envision yourself 6 months from now. So I present you with that plan, and if you like that plan, we can execute it together. book your free consultation now before you move on to the next thing today and get sidetracked. Believe me, I know how it is, right? Your health and happiness shouldn't have to wait any longer. So book your free consultation with the link in the episode description. From there, it's really easy. You just pick a date and time, choose Zoom or phone, and you're all set. All right, career women, thanks for listening, and I'd love to help you lose weight by breaking bad eating habits permanently so you can have the healthy body that you were meant to have. Become the person who loves her eating habits and her body so you can enjoy more of your life. I'll help. Start now by just setting up a time to talk with me by visiting katemjohnston.com/consult.